Blog Talk Radio.
Andenya, Kasenyo iska arb baluta kenoch, zawater yemi bal. Said on the days from Monday to Friday. Salam lanchi hun inatachin kavrit beta Christian. Gidda gdaochish lepazion. In kwe yetegetu nacho. Salam lanchi hun inatachin kubrut beta Christian. Peace be to you, our mother, O honorable church. Thy walls are embroidered with topaz. Peace, salam, shalom. Be to thee, our mother, O honorable church.
Oh, clap your hands, all ye people. Psalm 48.
Mizmor memhet, shir mizmor livnekora. Or livnekora. Or livnekora. Or livnekora.
Or livnekora. Or livnekora. Or livnekora. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth, is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great king. God is known in her palaces for a refuge, for lo, the kings were assembled. They passed by together, they saw it, and so they marveled. They were troubled and hasted away. Fear took hold upon them there, and pain as of a woman in travail. Thou breakest the ships of Tarshish with an east wind. As we have heard, so have we seen in the city of the Lord of hosts, in the city of our God. God will establish it forever. Selah. We have thought of thy loving kindness, O God, in the midst of thy temple. According to thy name, O God, so is thy praise unto the ends of the earth. Thy right hand is full of righteousness. Let Mount Zion rejoice. Let the daughters of Judah be glad because of thy judgments. Walk about Zion and go round about her. Tell the towers thereof. Mark ye well her bulwarks, consider her palaces, that ye may tell it to the generation following. For this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide forever, guide, forever, guide, forever, guide, forever, guide, forever, guide, forever, guide, forever, 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 forever,
forever, forever, forever, forever, forever, forever, forever, forever, forever, forever, forever, forever, forever, forever, forever, forever, forever, forever, forever, forever,
forever, forever, forever, גדול אדוני ומהולל מאוד בעיר אלוהינו הר קודשו יפה נוף משוש כל הארץ הר ציון ירקדי צפון קריית מלך רב אלוהים בארמנותיה נודע למשגב כי הנה המלכים נועדו עברו יחדיו הם מראו כן תמר נבהלו נחפזו רעדה אחזה דם שם חיל כיולדה ורוח קדים תשבר אוליות תרשיש כאשר שמענו כן ראינו בעיר אדוני צבאות בעיר אלוהינו אלוהים יכונניה עד עולם סלע דימינו אלוהים חסדך בקרב היכליך. כשמך אלוהים, כן תהילתך על קץ וארץ, צדק מלאה ימיניך. ישמח הר ציון, תגלנה בנות יהודה למען משפטיך. שופו ציון והקיפוה, ספרו מגדליה, שיטו לבכם לחלה, פסגו ארמנותיה, למען תספרו לדור אחרון, כי זה אלוהים Hienu Alkut. Gadol Adonai Mehullal Meod Be'ir Eloheinu Harkutshu Yefe Nof Mesos Kol Haaret Har Tzidyon Yarkete Tzakon Tiryat Melech Rav Elohim Be'ar Menoteha Noda Lemisgav Ki Hine HaMelachim Noadu Averu Yahzav Hema Ravu Kentamahu Nivhalu Nehepazu Re'aga Ahazadam Sham Hil Kayyoneda Beruah Kadim Teshaper Olivyot Tarshish Kasher Shamanu Ken Rainu Be'ir Adonai Tzebaot Be'ir Eloheinu Elohim Yechoneneha Ad Olam Sela Dimminu Elohim Hasdecha Bekerem Echalecha Keshimcha Elohim Ken Tehillatecha Al Kasve Eretz Tzedek Malea Yeminecha Yismach Har Tzion Tagelna Benot Yehuda Lemahan Mishpatecha Sopu Tzion Behakifuha Sifru Migdaleha Shitu Litbechem Lechela Hastigu Armenoteha Lemahan Tesaferu Ledor Aharon Ki Zeh Elohim Eloheinu Olam Vaed Hu Yenahagenu Almut
Happiness surrounded by righteousness. Zion in a vision. I mean it, Zion in a vision. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I saw Zion in a vision. That was there for me, everyone. Stretching forth his right hand. Oh, it's like a family reunion.
Yebel Kulomu. Hulum Yebelu. All shall say, Abune zebe samayat, Abune zebe samayat. The Our Father prayer, the Lord's prayer.
Yesamay batachnoi, basamay mitnor, simi kades, mangistitimta, fakade basamay ndonech, ndium bamdirtun, yelet injarachinen, sitanzare, badalachinen mikirbalen, nyay badalanen ikrandamnen. አቤት ወደ ፈተናም አታግባን ከክፉሉ አድነን እንጂ መንግሥት ያንተ ናትና ኃይል ምስጋና ለዘላለም
ወአፋራ ወአርኪን ዛያን አልዌ ቢ ዳይ ኔም ዳይ ኪንግደም ካም ኦን ኤርት ዳይን ዊል ቢ ዳን ኦን ኤርት All the way, be thy name. The principle of Rastafari and the effect it have upon my life as a little youth is tremendous because, like I said, it helped me to analyze issues in a more sturdy manner. It helped me to look at things from all other perspectives, you know, overcome the evil with the good, you know, at all times and all. So I always triumph where I see that, like I'm, you know, who never prosper. Rastafari ever helped me to cross that bridge, and it has brightened the focus of the music, which I relate in all aspects, bringing a more spirituality into the music.
Hello, we shine, Shomer Israel.
Elenoyanu,
Elohishan, Elohishan, Shamer Shamer Israel.
Elenoyanu,
Elohishan, Elohishan, Shomer Israel.
Elenoyanu,
Elohishan, Elohishan, Shamer Shamer Israel.
Discipleship Radio.
day that slavery was abolished long, long time ago. Now I know.
Discipleship Radio.
consider the anxious sluggard. What works out there with no overseer.
Strangers among the house of Israel, and keep the traditions of Israel, and keep the faith of Israel, and keep the covenant of Israel. Ah, here I am, the seed of Israel. Bless the Lord.
But we was with him from the first time. That is why we do it. Yeah.
defender, just in a defender, just in a defender, a defender of the street, I am. But the wicked that can find a sight for my game, he may slap in long line of funeral chain, set in the war, tell them lies out straight. Once you live from official, how the message complain.
Created this, I am keeping esteem. In the street, it's mostly jealousies and materiality. My advice to all, is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Hey, the man they believe they got man money in them 5 pint thing, 10 and 20. Make condition bad for the earth man go. Condition good for you, so you come. Earth equatorial is the night zone. Yeah, the lion of Judah throne. Oh, the lion of Judah throne. Yeah, the lion of Judah throne. Oh, Christians from ages never heard of Jesus Christ. It's just the earth which is burned to a Christ. Thanks be to heavenites, not the rights of the first estate. As the truth rightly divide, fire burn, you Luciferian pride. Fire burn, you Luciferian pride. Teaching disobedience as they bring out the intellectual light. When lightning rasta struck the key in flight. Out to city worker glow worm ya got bun ignite. I ain't mad at cold fire amnesia. Because of them the kind of stuff now got up ya. Whatever the blood manifests ya the picture. First I'm seen as a Easter, yeah, first I'm seen as Easter, yeah, as Easter, as Easter, yeah. No higher reality than parental order, yeah. In the earth as it is in heaven, remember, I am woo. Where would the Eden be without life chance to opinion? Apple them cutting five to consult them demons. Trumpet blast to the nation. Trumpet blast to the nation. Yeah, remember your fathers and your mothers and step on the land. Yeah, no exterior armor, branch of deviation. No electrical escape from my current. Combine the blood of the people is equal. As I is ja, yeah. King Alpha and Queen Omega. As I is ja, yeah. Pledge to die in the effort in your secret chapter. Humble yourself, drunk on this viper. Ayaya, slither on the belly for your lack of member. Yeah, Rasta man said I make your back surface dry. Yeah, Rasta man said I make your back surface dry. Yeah, filthy stuff thinking up ever. Yeah, filthy stuff thinking up ever. Yeah, recognize and heal him as he is dry. As a Ija, yeah, as Ija, yeah, as Ija, yeah, as Ija,
Ija, Rastafari, Midnight, Ake, Becca right there. Brother Vaughn, Benjamin, Midnight was He Is Ja before that, Regathering of Israel. Very, very good clip, very good audio by our and I, Brother Ake Becca, Vaughn, Benjamin. Yes, I. So here's segue right here for the Monday, the Rastafari podcast here on the Monday right here, Ministry Monday. Yes, I, Rastafari. We have here, we're in the 18th sabbatical study. For this Torah reading and feeding here in this Shabuah and this Strong in this 7, we're picking up right here from the previous song, Yitro, from Jethro and the giving of the Ten Commandments, the Ten Words, here to Mishpatim, Mishpatim, Mishpatim. Here we have the judgment. So here for the second day of the Shavuah here for the Rastafari Monday podcast right here. We have the first and the second Aliyot here of the seven Aliyot here of this sabbatical study of this.
My advice to all, advice to all, advice to all, advice to all, is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Fulfill the Ten Commandments. You are aware of the contents of the Ten Commandments.
Of the Ten Commandments.
And elaborate on hand. Elaborate on hand.
Sabbatical study, this I and I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong,
Shabbat strong,
Shabbat strong,
Shabbat strong,
Shabbat strong,
Shabbat strong,
Shabbat strong, Shabbat strong,
Shabbat strong, Shabbat strong, Shabbat strong, Shabbat strong, Shabbat strong, Shabbat strong, Shabbat strong, Shabbat strong, Shabbat strong, Shabbat strong, should elaborate, should reason, come up with reason on the ten words called the Ten Commandments right here, Mishpatim here for day one and day two, the first day here, we're at the second day. Ministry Monday right here, 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 here.
The second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book called Exodus. It's Exodus chapter 21. Here from the Sefer Shemot, from the book of the name.
Book of the name.
Book of the name.
Book of the name.
Book of the name. Here, here, here. Shema'a Yisrael. Here, here, here. Gevil Yisrael. Here.
Rael, here. Rael, here. Rael, here. Rael.
Here for the 18th Rastafari sabbatical study. Here for this Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
We have Mishpatim. Mishpatim. Chaverim. Mishpatim.
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 Judgment.
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 Here for this 18th Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong for Shabbat Mishpatim. Here picking up with the second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book called Exodus. Exodus chapter 21. Here from the Sefer Shemot, from the book of the name.
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 Hebrew first words. Here for the Rishon, the first Aliyah.
Aliyah. Aliyah. Aliyah. Aliyah. Aliyah. Aliyah.
For this Shabbat, Shabbat Mishpatim. Sabbath,
Sabbath,
judgment,
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 judgment.
With Eile Ha Mishpatim Asher Tasim Lifnehem. Now these the judgments which thou shalt set before them. Hear, 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 Shema'a Yisrael. Hebrew first words here, Exodus chapter 21, the law, Ha Torah. The second item, the judgments, the Mishpatim, Ha Mishpatim, the judgments, master and servant. Ve'ele Ha Mishpatim, Asher Tasim, Lifnehem. Now these are the ordinances, Ha Mishpatim, the judgments, Ha Mishpatim, the ordinances. Asher, that which that Asher Tasim, to set Lifnehem, before them, before their presences and their perceptions. If thou buy an Hebrew servant 6 years, he shall serve, and in the seventh he shall go out free. For nothing,
for nothing,
for nothing,
for nothing.
If his master, if he came in by himself, he shall go out by himself. If he were married, then his wife, Ishto, his onset shall go out with him. If his master have given him a wife, Aisha, Aishat, and she have borne him sons or daughters, the wife and her children shall be her master's, and he shall go out by himself. And if the servant shall plainly say, I love my master, my wife, and my children, I will not go out free, then his master shall bring him to the judges. He shall also bring him to the door, or to the doorpost, and his master shall bore his ear through with an awl, and he shall serve him forever.
Forever.
Where he gisho Adonaiyo Elaha Elohim. Then his master shall bring him to Elohim, to Ha Elohim, to the Elohim, to the judges. With he gisho Elaha Delet. And shall bring him to the Delet, Ha Delet, to the Delet, to the door. With he gisho Elaha Delet, or Elaha Mizuzah, or Elaha Mizuzah, Elaha Mizuzah, or to the doorposts. With Ratzah Adonaiyo Ela Azno Ba Marzea, and his master shall bore his ear through with an awl. Why ya vado le olam, why vado, and he shall serve. Why vado le olam, and he shall serve him forever, and he shall serve him for ever. And if a master sell his daughter to be a maid servant, she shall not go out as the men servants do. If she please not her master who hath betrothed her to himself, then shall he let her be redeemed. To sell her to a strange nation, he shall have no power, seeing he hath dealt deceitfully with her. And if he have betrothed her to his son, he shall deal with her after the manner of daughters. If he take him another wife, her food, her raiment, and her duty of marriage shall he not diminish. And if he do not these three to her, then shall she go out free without money. The law HaTorah, the second item, HaMishpotim, the judgments, the ordinances, injuries to the person, verse 12. He that smiteth the man so that he die, he shall be surely put to death. And if a man lie or lay not in wait, but Elohim deliver to into his hand, then I will appoint thee a place whitherwhere he shall flee. But if a man come presumptuously upon his neighbor to slay him with guile, thou shalt take him from mine altar, that he may die. And if he that smiteth his father or his mother shall be surely put to death, and he that stealeth a man and selleth him, or if he be found in his hand, he shall surely be put to death. And he that curseth his father or his mother shall surely be put to death. And if men strive together and one smite another with a stone or with fist, and he die not, but keepeth his bed, if he rise again and walk abroad upon his staff, then shall he that smote him be quit. Only he shall pay the loss of his time, and shall cause to be thoroughly healed. And hear, Shema Yisrael, hear, Gevir, hear for the Sheni, Aliyah, hear for the second Aliyah, the offering, hear for this Shabbat Mishpatim, Sabbath judgments, here picking up with the second book of Moses, the Hebrew book, called Exodus chapter 21, here at verse 20, for the Sheni, for the second reading of offering Aliyah, for this Shabbat Mishpatim. Wiki Yake Ish Eta Avdo O Eta Amato Ba Shevet U Meita Tachata Yado Nakoma Ye Nakam. And if a man smiteth his servant or his maid with a rod, and he die under his hand, he shall be surely punished. Wiki yake isha etta avdo if a man smite his bondman, smite his bondman, waki, yake, isha etta avdo, or etta imato, or his bondwoman, imato, ba shevet, with a rod, ba shevet. Umeita tahata yado, and die under his hand. Umeita tahat yado, nakoma yinakam, he shall surely be punished. Nakom yinakam. Notwithstanding, if he continue a day or two, he shall not be punished, for he is his money. If men strive and hurt a woman with child, so that her fruit depart from her, and yet no mischief follow, he shall be surely punished, according as the woman's husband will lay upon him, and he shall pay as the judges determine. And if mischief follow, then thou shalt give life for life, eye for eye, tooth for tooth, hand for hand, foot for foot, burning for burning, wound for wound, stripe for stripe. And if a man smite the eye of his servant or the eye of his maid, that it perish, he shall let him go free for his eye's sake. And if he smite out his manservant's tooth or his maidservant's tooth, he shall let him go free for his tooth's sake. If an ox gore a man or a woman that they die, then the ox shall be surely stoned, and his flesh shall not be eaten, but the owner of the ox quit. But if the ox were wont, were used to push with his horn in time past, and it hath been testified to his owner, and he hath not kept him in, but that he hath killed a man or a woman, the ox shall be stoned, and his owner also shall be put to death. If there be laid on him a sum of money, then he shall give for the ransom of his life whatsoever is laid upon him, whether he hath gored a son or hath gored a daughter, according to this judgment shall it be done to him. If the ox shall push a manservant or a maidservant, he shall give to their master 30 shekels of silver, and the ox shall be stoned. And if a man shall open a pit, or if a man shall dig a pit and not cover it, and an ox or an ass fall therein, the owner of the pit shall make good, give money to the owner of them, and the dead beast shall be his. And if one man's ox hurt another's that he die, then they shall sell the live ox and divide the money of it, and the dead also they shall divide. Or if it be known that the ox hath used to push in time past, and his owner hath not kept him in, he shall surely pay ox for ox, and the dead shall be his own. And hear, Shema Yisrael, hear. Second book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Exodus chapter 22, the law, HaTorah. Second item, HaMishpatim, the Mishpatim, the judgments, rights of property. If a man shall steal an ox or a sheep and kill it or sell it, he shall restore five oxen for an ox and four sheep for a sheep. If a thief be found breaking up and be smitten that he die, no blood for him. If the sun be risen upon him, blood for him. He should make full restitution. If he have no thing, then he shall be sold for his theft. If the theft be certainly found in his hand alive, whether it be ox or ass or sheep, he shall restore double.
Yes, here for the first and second day of this Shabbat, because this strong call called by Babylon the weak, but keeping us sabbatically strong in Jah word, truth, and life of the King of Kings, Christ. So here, from the judgments, it's interesting listening, you know, and Shema, hearing, right? So we can reason upon it. It says, if mischief follow, then the eye for an eye. But what does the eye for eye truly mean in the context of the script? But if mischief follow. If mischief follow, you know what I mean? Yeah, but we get into detail right there, first and second day right here for this sabbatical study, for this Shabbat.
Sabbatical study, this I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong. Shabbat strong. Shabbat strong. Shabbat strong. Shabbat strong.
If tomorrow is judgment day.
Original justice man. Champion song.
When I'm standing on the front line. When the Lord asked me what I give it a sound, I would say, Jaja, you know I'll kill them for you. I'll kill them for you. I'll kill them for you.
Psalm 149, not today's daily psalm. Today's daily psalm is 127, but just on this theme right here, Psalm 149, the last verse, the ninth verse, it says to execute upon them. Upon the kings of the earth, the rulers, the nations, to execute upon them the judgment written. So what is written? It is written. He is the glory of all his saints. Now, it's interesting right here. If you look in the KJV Bible, we know this psalm, it reads a little bit differently, just to share, get into the Midrash. Sometimes even the two readings, right, from the Hebrew can be very much true. In a sense, but it's the context, the full context. But here, Psalm 149, let's go here to 149, why we study, why we grow in grace and knowledge of the King of Kings Christ. Here, Psalm 149, verse 9, it says, to execute upon them the judgment written. Speaking of the written judgment, it is written. That theme there, it is written. What is written? The judgment. Now, the context of the psalm, though today's daily psalm is not this psalm, but this is why it's important to study the psalm. In the Royal Amharic, as it is written, the word for disciples is deka mezamorit. The word for a singular disciple is deka mezmor, and mezmor is psalm, and one form of deka in the Amharic comes from the Ethiopic, the gut is like a child, dekika, contracted deka. Also, deka means to kind of like, when it says to pulverize, like when you refine something, you know, like you know, you take like some grain or you take salt, say salt, and you break it down so it's very fine, right, to be refined in the psalm, child of the psalms, right? So here in the psalms, right, in the psalms here, we have Psalm 149 where the fulfillment of the psalm, the hallelujah psalm, which says sing to Jah, over a new song, roots, reggae, I and I chant, and Isis, his praise, his Isis, in the congregation, the aggregation of the saints. Make Yisrael, Israel, rejoice in him, in his imperial majesty that made him. I and I, the Israel of Adonijah, Jah, Rastafari. Make the children of Zion, be joyful in their king, Nigusacho in the midst of Kedus, make them praise Simu, Shemo, his name, in the dance. Praise him, Isis him with the dance. Make them sing praises, Isis to him with the timbrel and harp, even the thunder bass drum. For Jehovah, Yahweh, Xiavi, the sustainer, taketh pleasure in Amo, in his people, in his people. He will beautify the meek with salvation, Yeshua. Make the saints be joyful in glory. Make them sing aloud up on their beds. Make the high praises, the eyes of El Elohim, be in their mouths. The Elilta, hallelujah, hallelujah, the eyes is the high praises of El Ha'el, Ha'el, the power, be in their mouth. And a two-edged sword in their hand. Verse 7, to execute vengeance. Vengeance, interesting, we look at the evening psalms and start to study the themes and reason on why they were appointed for the days. They were appointed here the second day. We have Psalm 48. But But then when we come to, what is it? This is the Wednesday, Psalm 94, to the midway. It's a psalm speaking about the Ivine vengeance, right? To execute vengeance up on the heathen, on the Goyim, the nations, the international Gentiles, the international community, basically this world system, the shikstam, and punishments up on the people. Verse 8, to bind their kings with chains, the kings of the earth come to yourselves, to bind their kings with chains so they don't come to themselves. Then it is for the saints of Jah Rastafari, the Israel of Adonai, Jah Rastafari, were to bind their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron. And here the fulfillment, to execute upon them the judgment written. Here the KJV brings out this honor. KJV translation says this honor, your honor, this honor, honor, honorable, this honor have all his saints, all his saints. I think here we may use chassidim instead of kedoshim. Sometimes the translator translates these two different Hebrew words as similar words, same word in English. So in the studies, we get to see the nuance. And then it seals up with praise y'all, Yahweh, praise y'all, Jah, praise ye, Jah, right? Really, it's praise ye, Jah, because it's hallelujah, hallelujah, not hallelujah, Yahweh. Now, if you say, well, why is it hallelujah and not hallelujah, Yahweh? Because Yah, Jah is the Savior name, right? The Savior name of Yisrael. And it's a particular name that has to do with what we're studying right here in this season right here, Exodus. Check out the song of Moshe, you know, as Yashir Moshe and Moses sang, right? Yes, I, Rastafari, for it is written.
In the eyes of the beholder, and love is in the presence of the love maker. Life is in the words of the comforter, endure much longer, live much longer. Here is in the eyes of the beholder, and love is in the presence of the love maker. Life is in the words of the comforter, endure much longer, live much longer. Here is in the eyes of the beholder, and love is in the presence of the love maker. Life is in the words of the comforter, endure much longer, live much longer.
It is written, it is written, yes I, even the judgment. Yes, I. So make I read, study. Yes, I. See yourself a fool. What a name?
Up your bread and give the youth them the crumb. You drink up your wine and have all the fun.
indulge in a fuss. You eat the eyes and you not at the right brew. Healthy food keep you pure and you.
If tomorrow is Judgment Day,
original Justice Man, champion song,
when I'm standing on the front line, when the Lord asks me what I give it a sound, I would say, Judgment.
Then shall he return and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth God and him that serveth him not. Then shall he return, and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth God, and him that serveth him not. Then shall he return, and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth God, and him that serveth him not.
And how do we do that? Based on what is written, yes, science, spirit, and in truth. Yes, I. So here we're at the 18th sabbatical study here, Mishpatim, the Mishpats, the judgments. Here we have the judgments. What's in the word Mishpat? Hopefully we get into that as we trot through this Shavuot, this seven, this strong. Now, previous we had Jethro, Yitro. Now, there was more, there's some overflow. Speaking about the man of Hayil. Right? Like somebody say, the man of Jah, the man of Rastafari, or the, you know, so here we have the man of power here in the narrative previously, and we also have this same interesting expression right here in the first book of Moshe concerning Yosef and his brothers and, you know, the Paro, the Pharaoh, the Sutenet, Sutenbat, the king. You could say more than not a good king, a good pharaoh. So not all the pharaohs are bad pharaohs. Sometimes among our people and others in the faith, whether bloodline or not, they will over-exaggerate certain things, skew certain things. That's where the bad sense of religion kind of comes in. You know, like to say that all pharaohs are bad, right? But then in the narrative, we see that it's not so, or that just Egypt is just bad. No, we put it into the context, and then we ask the important questions. Well, why was this Pharaoh in Exodus different than, say, the Pharaoh in the time of Joseph, who knew Joseph was a Hebrew and his brothers were Hebrew? It seems as though that Pharaoh was seeking to be helpful, right, to Joseph and even to the sons of Jacob. But there we have the expression of the Anshei Hayil. And to zoom in on this term Hayil, as we say Hayla, right, which means from the Ge'ez. Ge'ez, some are saying that it's Amharic, not Ge'ez. Unless you know what you're talking about, stop talking. When we say Hayle, it's the power of. When we say Hayle, it's my power. Hayle, saying it with the lay, the A right there on the vowel, on the phonetics of it all, right, brings out the sense of my and le. Therefore, that expression, twofold name right there, Haile Selassie, means the power of. But the root word is Chayim, is Chayim. So the translator is often brought out and translated as able men, right? Able men or men of ability, right? Men of ability and able men, right? But in the Hebrew, it's men of power. So zooming in on Chayim here in the Hebrew scripture, right, you say Hayil in Haile Selassie's name is found in the Bible. And where do we find it and in what context? Hopefully share that a little bit more as we go forward here on the Rastafari podcast, here on the Monday podcast. We have a psalm, today's daily psalm, according to the royal order, Psalm 127. I'd like to ride up here on the ear and the eye. First ear. Yes,
Psalm 127. Except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh, but in vain. Waketh, but in vain. Waketh, but in vain. Waketh, but in vain. Psalm 127. Except the Lord build the house, build the house, build the house, build the house, build the house. Except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman, the watchman, but a 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 watchman. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh, but in waketh, but in waketh, but in waketh, but in waketh. It is vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrows, sorrows, for so he giveth his beloved sleep. It is vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrows, the bread of sorrows, the bread of sorrows. It is vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrows, for so he giveth his beloved sleep, sleep. Lo, children are an heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is his reward. As arrows are in the hand of a mighty man, so are children of the youth. Happy is the man that hath his quiver full of them. They shall not be ashamed, shall not be ashamed, shall not be ashamed, speak with the enemies, in the gate, 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 in the gate.
Speak with the enemies, in the gate, in the gate. To look over Talawa Psalm right here, here, here. So we have the Royal Amharic, the Amharic from the Haile Selassie Bible, the authorized, revised Amharic Bible, or we know as the Book of the Seven Seals, the Metzhav Kedus, as his master says, the name, the rightful name that the Bible bears. All right, when you hear it in that interview there, he says the rightful name the Bible bears. So here in the Royal Amharic, but first from the English, from low degrees to high degrees, today we have a psalm, confidence, eifidence, right? You can say godfidence or jafidence, right? Eifidence, trust in Exiavia, in the sustainer, the true good, the true God. So I'm going to build right here, here, here on today's daily psalm here in the season. And hopefully Jah will reveal to us what's the connection, the mystic connection here with the Royal Order, the Ethiopian Hebrews of Psalms, and this Torah reading and feeding right here, here, here. So let's ride up with this as a Rhema tune just came up, you know, for this psalm. And it still pulses your house because it begins off, except Jah, over, except he who be who he be. All right, let's bring this out right here. We're looking at the Hebrew. We're going to ride up with them hard next and then go into local build, getting to the foundational language, Hebrew, as his majesty, Kamawi Haile Selassie, so say. All right, so here, here, here we have the opening part of the psalm. It's a song. Make the distinction between psalm and song is not the same thing. They're similar, right, sounding, especially in English, psalm and song, you know, but they're not the same. So we have the psalm, the mizmor is the chant. As you say, it's the Isis. And then we have song. So here it says a song of ascent, a song of degrees. Shir ha-ma'elot li-shlomo. For or of, some interpret this as for Solomon, but it also can be brought out from the Hebrew according to the context as of Solomon. Li-shlomo. Li Shlomo, or in a lively pace of speaking, Li Shlomo, Li Shlomo, Shir Ha Ma'alot Li Shlomo, In Yahweh, Lo Yibne Bayit, In, has a sense of if, but in this sense, it can also be like except, if, Yahweh, if, In Yahweh, if he who be, we be, Lo, not Yibne, Lo Yibne. Now, here we have the word for build, and just to make a note, let's make a note of this right here. We're going to ride up with more, but in order to bring out this particular theme right here, Brother Habarim, fellow co-laborers, you know, meme makers out here, the link right here is on his house. Here is speaking about the house, right, his house, right? This is why we're going to share this tune, Steel Pulse, right, your house, right, because it opens up right here with the house. Now, in the Hebrew, right, in the Hebrew, when we look at today's daily psalm, these Mordekoth Kaf Zayin, just to get a basic, be firm, you know, firm-footed, you know, flat-footed, firm standing, get a firm stance, a groundation here. Today's daily psalm, when it says, except the Lord, the translator says, build the house. But in the Hebrew, there's no definite article, right? There's no definite article for a house. It says, lo yibneh bayit. Lo, not yibneh. Yibneh, he to build, or like it to build, he to build. Lo yibneh, bana, bana. Now, bana also, right, is the word to build, but then bana is linked with ben in the Hebrew, ben and bin, which for a son. So the link with the son, because a son, right, and the emphasis here even on the sons. Generally speaking, it says children. But specifically in the Hebrew, in this context here, is speaking about sons, because sons, to whom more is given, more is required, they are the builder, right, of the family name. So the link between building, right, the sense of building, and the bana, right, and the ben, and the bane, and the son, right? So it says, lo yibneh bayit. It doesn't say lo yibneh habayit. If it said lo yibneh habayit, that would be not build to say except he build, not build the house. But here it says lo yibneh bayit. So more better, except he who be who he be, build a house. A house, right? A house. Now some might look at it and say, you know, some of the translators no doubt looked at it and said, well, it says a house. Elsewhere we find definite articles in the Hebrew, but here we don't have it. So the sense is the house. No, he's saying unless he who be who he be builds a house, any house, unless he's the groundation, the foundation of your bana, 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 your building, and of the bane, right, of the son, the child. In other words, so bringing this out right here, right, it is better to give this word bayit. Bayit in the Hebrew, bait in the Amharic, when we contract the word sound bayit, then we contract it bait. It is better to give the word bayit, bait, a general kind of connotation or point of reference to say like any building, anything that you're building, right, if it's being built apart from that gnosis recognition of he who be of the source, right, then the labor, that labor, right, that toil, even the word labor is not just labor like, okay, you know, one go to work and work is work, so work is labor. But this word here, the Hebrew word, means to toil until one is weary, to really, really work, to toil until one is weary. And then we see the sense of, in the same first opening verse of today's psalm, except he who be we be, Yahweh, keep the city. The sense of keeping the city is like to guard, right, to guard the city. Yishmar, yishmar, ir, yishmar, ir. Interesting, the word ir, often transliterated sometime when they transliterated Hebrew words as IR, IR, right? So we have this word also in the metaphysical Bible dictionary, so hopefully we may get a chance to go there. Just to get through this first verse for a groundation. So here, as with the bayit, the house, let's get the verse right here. It says, im yawah lo yishmar ir. So the same sense, it's not lo yishmar ha'ir, ha'ir, the city. It's just ir, city, lo, not yishmar. Yishmar often is translated as keep or to guard. Also elsewhere, like for the Sabbath day, right, the shamar root, right, to shamor, et yom ha-shabbat, to observe. It's translated sometimes as observe. So the same word in different places in translation, to keep, right, or to guard, or to observe. But when we get to the root in the Hebrew, shamar, right, from the archaic, the ancient roots, it means to hedge about. So when you hedge something about is how you guard it. For example, if you have a little garden and you're living in the country, you're living in the land, and there's like, you know, we say wild animals, you know, like little foxes, for example, or certain animals that not wickedly, not with intention, but for example, in Song of Songs, it talks about the little foxes. And it specifies the little foxes. In Song of Songs, if you can recall the verse right here, where it says about hedges, like like to set hedges because of the little foxes and how the little foxes have been spoiling the vine. It's a very interesting verse, and before we ride up, I'd like to share this because of the Rhema word. You know, listen to small, still voice. Said to go in on this a little right here. So let's look up little foxes. Little foxes or little foxes. Little foxes, right? Song of Songs 2 and 15 says, take us. Yeah, that's the KJV, King Jamesian expression. Take us, the foxes, the little foxes that spoil the vine. For our vines have tender grapes, right? In other words, the idea implied here is let's set traps for the foxes, especially the little foxes. See, the little foxes will, like, they will wrestle, you know, like children playing in a sense. They'll wrestle with each other, and they like to wrestle sometime, like, among the tender vines. So let us guard or hedge about. So if you have a little garden and you might put some hedges, might have another kind of plant or another kind of greenery there that can protect. For example, a good example right here is the rose. The rose is a perfect example of this, right? It's beautiful, right? There at the top, but right around the stem, it has the thorns there. So the rose is naturally, we could say, shamarred, right? It's naturally shamarred from the Hebrew. It's naturally hedged about. It's naturally guarded or protected. So here's the sense here in the psalm where it says, except Jehovah keep a city. So the no better translation is to keep a city, any city. And city in the Hebrew, just to build here, if I'm going to the metaphysics right now, city is an aggregation of thoughts, consciousness, right? It's an aggregation of thoughts. So as we have a physical city where various people come together, you know, or they do business, or it happens to be where they do business, everybody comes together in that city, there's a consciousness. So the people make the city, right? As we say with Jerusalem and Zion, that truthfully in the fullness of the spirituality of the Hebrews, Jerusalem and Zion is not just the physical city. That Jerusalem and Zion, even when we say Israel, Yisrael, it's not the so-called just the land, right, or the country. It is the people. It's the consciousness. So same thing for city. So except he who be, we be, guards, protects that aggregation of thoughts that on another level can be called a city, right? The watchman waketh, but in vain. The watchman is just keeping watch for nothing. So here, riding up right here from this keyword, except Jehovah build a city, they labor in vain that build it. Here, your house, steel pulse, Rhema tune, royal heart, coming forward. That's up. That's the fire.
Your love is a light for us. We like that so much when I
Noah Psalm, Royal M. Hard coming forward, forward, forward. But first here, further build foundation. So he who be, we be, Jehovah's help is essential. One of the main themes of today's daily psalm, according to the royal order, is that he who be, we be, the sustainer, Xavier's, his help, the source's help is essential. Right? The source's help is essential, the essence. Interesting, just thought of this, some of the Haberim might be familiar when we get into the Hebrew, there's something that's known like a principal precept as the bait essentia, the bait essentia. And the bait is house, bait or bait, depends on the accent or the enunciation, bait in a more old, stretched out, bait in a more modern or contracted sense. So we have the bait essentia, the essential best, right? Or the same letter in the English sense is often called like Beth, B-E-T-H, right? They add the T-H on it, Beth, right? Like Elizabeth in that sense. But don't go there, just as the Hebrew name right there. So let's keep it in the context of the Hebrew. So the Beit essentia is the essential Beth or the B. And the B is also a preposition, right? It's also a preposition as we have in the first book, right? The first book of Moshe, right, called Genesis, and B-Reishis, and that pointing means in beginning or in Reishit. And Reishis in the Hebrew, right, is connected with Chokmah, with Wisma, with wisdom. And wisdom in the Hebrew is referred to as our mother by Yeshua Robeinu, Yeshua HaNotri, Jesus of Nazareth, says that wisdom is justified by all of her children. And then we get to learn by study that the first Hebrew words, B'Reishis, is pointing to Chokmah in the Hebrew, Chokmah, wisdom, the Hebrew Sophia that is brought out in the Proverbs of Shlomo. So here, this psalm is Li Shlomo, is for Solomon. Some translators translate it as being for Solomon, but more Hebraically correct, it's of Solomon, it's concerning Solomon. Now, let's note that Solomon is the builder, right, of the Bayit Mikdash, the Bayit Mikdash in the Hebrew, the Bayit Mikdash, the house of the Mikdash, of the holy. Or in the Royal Amharic, come from the Guttas, the Beta Mekdes, the Beta Mekdes, the Bayit Mikdash, right? So that's another connection here with this psalm, with Shlomo Solomon's name in the superscription. So the interpretation bringing out the sense of house, the house as the sanctuary, as sanctuary. Thus, looking at the link right here, a possible link from the scripts and what is written with today's daily psalm. But generally accepted the view that the psalm, it consists of two independent, like fragments, but a connection of thought is not far if we would seek. We would find it. Although it's teaching, the teaching here in today's daily psalm is a general, is in the category of what Godamawi Nagusa Nages, his imperial majesty, has shown to I and I, his children, as general education. It brings out a general education theme. Much point is added if it mirrors the conditions. If we now look at it within the conditions of the age, the time of Nehemiah, Ezra and Nehemiah, which is a significant time to study because they were challenged as we, as I and I, once lost, now found, black and brown people, as the Israelites and the diaspora, and I and I's Rastafari with repatriation and return. Some have returned, a few less than what is would be ideally desirable return, but we had a return out of Babylon, right, of the Judahites, of those of Judah, Yehuda, of the black Jews and the Jews in Persia during Ezra and Nehemiah. So some put this psalm as possibly reflecting the age of Nehemiah, of Nehemiah. It was a period. Why? Because it was a period of reconstruction. So the theme right here on today's daily psalm is all about the build. It's all about the bana. Right, in the Hebrew, the bana, right, is the bill, right, as we have here, even in the first verse, so it says, im yawa, lo yibneh,
by it, not building the house. If he who be who he be not build the house, then they that labor, right, they labor in vain, but that build it, that are working on it. So we have a theme of building because the connections here with Nehemiah, with Solomon, Shlomo in the theme, and Solomon being the builder of the bait, right, the house, Mikdash, the Beit HaMikdash, and then the link with Nehemiah, the return of the Yehudim, the Judahites, out of Babylon. And here we're saying, come out of her, my people, come out of Babylon. So that's the connection. This is why it's important to read and to study what is written. So it was a period of reconstruction, rebuilding. Houses, right? Houses, batim, or betoch in them heart. Batim, betoch, they were being rebuilt. Betoch in them heart is houses. Houses, betoch, were being rebuilt. Measures taken for guarding the cities. Enough labor was being expended in various directions. Enough work aguan. But human planning, you know, the best, you know, man's best, right, needs Yahuwah's bless. But human planning and effort need to be supplemented, or in a sense even supplemented by Ha'el, the power, Ha'elohim, Ha'elohim's Baraka, Jehovah's blessing, if they are to endure, if it's to be sustainable. So this psalm is very important for sustainable repatriation, right? So what we're getting in the script, so as much as for my part, I glory in the Bible, he's giving us a powerful hint, right, for the key for our victory. Yes, we've gone through the times of the white Anglo-Saxon Protestant and racist white Anglo-Saxon Protestant Christianity, so-called Christianities, and the times of the Gentiles, but give us a teaching of his majesty. So right here, we see an important link and a connection in addition to these tasks of rebuilding, right? So like in Hebrew, to say like a build, the bits in the building or construction is the binyan. Now, it also applies, as we're learning and growing in the language, the biblical Hebrew language, the Ethiopic, Royal Amharic, the construction. So binyan, a word used in construction, right, also is with the Hebrew when we talk about the binyanim, the word binyanim. Binyanim, not bin yamin. So we have yamin and we have yanin and yamin. Yamin is the right hand in the Hebrew. Ben, the son, Yamin, son of the right hand, speaking about Benjamin. Ben-Hamin, Benjamin. But when we're saying the Ben-Yanin, it is the construction, right? The building, how we build. So it's interesting to see the application of this word, both to the literal, the physical, the literal sense. We look at the Hebrew two truths, and then we can also see the metaphysical sense. We have the five cycle sense of building. Solomon built a physical structure, Solomon's temple, right? But there's also other forms of building. So right here, in addition to these tasks of rebuilding, the country, as we had the Yehudi, the Judahites returning out of Babylon, a small remnant repatriated, the country had to have a much larger population. So another focus of today's daily psalm, in addition to all the building that was going on, houses being rebuilt, measures taken for guarding the city, you know, rebuilding the wall of Jerusalem, rebuilding the temple of Solomon, rebuilding homes and everything, right? In addition to that, we need enough more people. Right, so thus we see the focus in the psalm, right, as we get to like the third verse, speaking about the sons and the children being the heritage, the divine heritage, the children of Jehovah, the fruit of the womb being a reward, the arrows in the hand of the mighty man as children of one's youth. So here the encouragement of even the elders was upon the youths, right, to grow in the Torah, the direction, instructions, and to start families. Not just to start families and just make babies, but first growing in the instructions and directions,
because also in this time there was an added focus on the building of I&I psycho-spiritual life, the building of our knowledge of the scriptures and the oral law and the reasoning. As Rastaman said, come, 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 make a reason. But here, 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 brothers and sisters, looking at the time right here, though we start a half hour later, right?
Yes, many are calling, no? Many are calling, but few are choosing. Many are called, but few are choosing. I was called, and I was choosing. It's funny, but it's true.
Calling, calling, calling to hear the full of full now, or hopefully catch it on the replay. Replay 515-602-9761 to hear the full of full now. Now. Calling, 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 call 515-602-9761. Calling 515-602-9761. Calling 515-602-9761. So either we recognize the essence, the essentiality of what we do being B'yah, B'yah, B'yahwah, in Jehovah, in his way, in his truth. And the alternative to that, as the song brings out from the very first word, the verse, words and everything, is the vanity. So here, 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 Waleta, Sion, Sister Mela said, trade here, 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 little tune that she did, I think it's a major tune, but here, in the English and the Amharic, coming from the Hebrew roots, we have a tune, House of Vanity. It's called Beit. In the Amharic, it's Beit Aven, bringing out the Hebrew, Beit Aven, Beit Aven, Beth Aven. You might see Beth Haven in the Bible, Beth Haven, but really it's Beit Aven, Beit Aven, Beit Avon, Avon being another word for vanity right here, 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 House of Vanity. So if we don't recognize the essentialness of doing it Yahweh, then we're just building a house of vanity.
Vanity is wickedness. Vanity is sorrow. Vanity is emptiness and leaves no hope for tomorrow. In their house of vanity, it's our end.
Vanity is wickedness. Vanity is sorrow. Vanity is emptiness and leaves no hope for tomorrow. Vanity is wickedness. Vanity is sorrow. Vanity is emptiness and leaves no hope for tomorrow. In their house of vanity,
except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh but in vain. Waketh but in vain. Waketh but in vain. Waketh but in vain. Psalm 127. Except the Lord build the house, build the house, build the house, build the house, build the house. Except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman, the watchman, but a 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 watchman. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh, but in waketh, but in waketh, but in waketh, but in waketh. It is vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrows, sorrows, for so he giveth his beloved sleep. It is vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrows, to eat the bread of sorrows, the bread of sorrows. It is vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrows. For so he giveth his beloved sleep. Sleep. Lo, children are an heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is his reward. As arrows are in the hand of a mighty man, so are children of the youth. Happy is the man that hath his quiver full of them. They shall not be ashamed, shall not be ashamed, shall not speak with the enemy, speak with the enemy, in the gate, 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 in the gate.
We're here going to segue right up with the Royal Amharic. First thing first, I'm going to hear the native speaker, then go through verse by verse with today's daily song. Got like 12 minutes, y'all. Listen to the live stream, 12 minutes. We have the third Iowa coming up, about 12 minutes, y'all. But here.
Legashun, Agarashun, Memelech, Memelegashun, Zengashwe, Ethiopia Menosh, you know, But who want the next verse with Amaric?
Psalm 127. Except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Psalm 127. Except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh but in vain.
مزمور 126 بقلف 127 የማዕረግ መዝሙር እግዚአብሔር ቤትን ካልሰራ ሰራተኞች በከንቱ ይደክማሉ። እግዚአብሔር ከተማን ካልጠበቀ ጠባቂ በከንቱ ይተጋል። ለወዳጆች እንቅልፍን በሰጠ ጊዜ እናንተ የመከራ እንጀራን የምትበሉ ከተቀመጣችሁበት ተነሱ። እነሆ ልጆች እግዚአብሔር ስጦታ ናቸው። የሆድህም ፍሬ የእርሱ ዋጋ ነው። በሃያ ልጅ እንዳሉ ፍላጾች የጎልማሳነት ልጆች እንዲሁ ናቸው። ከነርሱ ዘንድ ምኞቱን የሚፈጽም ብፁዕ ሰው ነው። ጠላቶቻቸውን በአደባባይ በተናገሩ ጊዜ
Psalm 127. Except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh but in vain. It is vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrows. For so he giveth his beloved sleep. Lo, children are an heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is his reward. As arrows are in the hand of a mighty man, so are children of the youth. Happy is the man that hath his quiver full of them. They shall not be ashamed, but they shall speak with the enemies in the gate. Psalm 127. For with stammering lips and another tongue, whom shall he teach knowledge? And whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breasts. For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little. For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people, to whom he said, This is the rest wherewith ye may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing. Yet they would not hear. But the word of the Lord was unto them precept upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little, that they might go and fall backward and be broken and snared and taken.
Wherefore hear the word of the Lord, 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 hear the word of the
Lord. Call in to hear the fuller full now, or hopefully catch it on the replay. 515-602-9761 to hear the fuller full now. Now. Call in.
Many are calling, no? Many are called, but few are choosing. Many are called, but few are choosing. I was called, and I was chosen. It's funny, but it's...
Bring forth the Bible.
Salamta. Anaist Avin greetings. Today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, we have Mezmore Dawit from Psalms of David, from the Authorized, Revised, Amharic Bible, the Book of the Seven Seals. We have Mezmore Dawit Meto Haya Sabat, Psalm 127, according to the royal order. And here we compare and contrast side by side the HSV, the Haile Selassie version, side by side with the KJV, the King James version. Superscription firstly, we have Ye Me'arig Mezmor, a song of degrees, Ye Me'arig Mezmor. Now here the first nuance and difference we have right here is that in the KJV, it says a song of degrees, a song of ascents for Solomon. In the Hebrew, we have the shir, the old ha-me'illot of the aliyah, me'illot of degrees, of going up. Shir ha-me'illot li-shlomo, for Solomon, or some interpret, of Solomon. The psalm is themed... God's help essential in the Hebrew and the Sefer Tehillim. And here, be'egziavir metamen. Trust, confidence be'egziavir in the sustainer, in the good, the excellent Abba Father. Ye ma'arig mezmor, a song of degrees. Besama'ab, wa'welid, wa'menfes, kadus, ahadu, amlak, in Jemra'len. We begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the one source. Mezmore Dawit, Psalm of David, Mezmor Meto Haya Sabat, Psalm 127, Ve'egziavir Metamen, trust confidence in the Sustainer. Ye ma'arig mezmor, a song of degrees, kuter and, verse 1. Egziavir beitin kal sara, saratenyoch bekentu yidek ma'alu. Egziavir katamana kal teveke, tevaki bekentu yitegal. Except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh but in vain. Egziavir beitin kal sara, except the sustainer, the good, the excellent beitin kal sara, except the sustainer build the house. Ratenyoch bekentu yidek malu, the laborers. Saratenyoch, they who labor, saratenyoch, the workers, the kentu, yidekmalu, labor in vain, egziavihir, kataman kaltaveke, except the sustainer, the good, the excellent Ab Father, keep the city, kataman kaltaveke, the watchman. Tabaki, the kentu yitegal, the watchman waketh but in vain. Kuter hulet, verse 2. The malada megeskesachuhuma kentuno, le wadajochua in it ilfina beset agize, enante yemekran in jera yemitabalu, katek emetachuhubeta tenesu. It is vain
for you to rise up early, to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrows. For so he giveth his beloved sleep. Enante ye mekaran injera ye mitabelu. To eat the bread of sorrows, y'all. Enante ye mekaran injera ye mitabelu. Katek emet achuhu beta tenesu. To sit up late. It is vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrows. For so he giveth his beloved sleep. Bemalada megeskesachu hum akentuno. Lewujajo chua ina kilifina beset egize. Enante yemekran injera yemitabellu. Katek emetachu hubeta tenesu kuter hu. Kuter hulet, this is kuter sauce. Verse 2, here verse 3, kuter sauce. In the whole, lo, look, see, behold, here, lejoch ye egeziavi her sitota nacho, yehodim frey, ye ersu wagano. Children are an heritage. On heritage of Egeziavi, the sustainer, the good, the excellent of Father. Lijoch, Lijoch, children. Yeah, Egeziavi, her of the sustainer, Sitota, Sitota, a gift, that which is given, a given, a gift. Nacho, they are. And the whole, lo, look, here, behold. Lijoche egziavi her sitota nacho. Yehodim frey, yersu wagano. And the fruit of the womb. Yehodim frey, yersu wagano. Is his value, is his price, is his award, his reward. Ersu waga, waga, the value, the reward. Ersu wagano, kuter arat, verse 4. Bechayalaija indalef latsoch, ye gulmasneta lijochandihu nacho. As arrows are in the hand of a mighty man. Bechayal ij indalu filatsoch. So are children of the youth. Ye gulmasneta lijoch indihu nacho. Kuter amist. Verse 5. Kanarsu zena minyotuna yemifetsema bezuin sono. Telato chachuin badababaya betanagrugize arsu ayafrim. Happy, happy is the man that hath his quiver full of them. Ka narsu zen minyotuna yemifetsema betsu'i sono. They shall not be ashamed. They shall not be ashamed. But they shall speak with the enemies in the gate. Telato chachuin badababaya betanagarugize. They shall speak with the enemies in the square, the Adababai, Adababai, Tlato Chachuin Badababai, Bete Nagarugize, when they speak with the enemies in the square, in the Adababai, Ersu Ayafrim, he will not be ashamed.
Let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God.
Yes! Rastafari. Yes! Rastafari.
Drum!
Rastafari.
Let the music start up. Rastafari, King of all kings, Lord of all lords, conquering lion of the tribe of Judah, elect of himself, mighty and thunder, rebel exhibit, master God, Yahweh, the goose and the gods, let Jah be praised.
Thank you.
Rastafari liveth. Lassie, I liveth and reigned in the heart of all man forever. Jah. 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 Jah.
He's more of off-cuff Zane. It consists of two independent fragments. First section, verses 1 to 2. Man's work is futile and vain without El, without El, without Mizmor off-cuff Zane. Mizmor off-cuff Zane. Today's daily psalm, Psalm CXXVII from the Sefer Tehillim. We have Psalm 127, Mizmor, Psalm Kof, Kaf, Zain, 127. It's theme, Jah's help, essential. There's a theme of prosperity coming from he who be who he be. Begziavir metamen, trust and confidence in the sustainer. Today's daily psalm, a generally accepted view is that the Mizmor, Mizmor of Ofkaf Zain, it consists of two independent fragments, first section verses 1 to 2, man's work is futile and vain without Elohim, the true good, the true God. And verses 3 to 5, the baraka, the blessing of children, of sons in particular, but of children in general, the baraka, that children are a heritage, a gift, a giving of the sustainer, the good, the excellent, he who be, who he be, his divine majesty. So, in today's daily psalm, the two independent fragments, but there's a connection of thought that is not far to seek and to find. Although it's teaching the Temharit, the teaching is general. The Talmud, the teaching is general. Much point is added if it mirrors the conditions. If we have in today's psalm a mirror of the conditions in the age and the time of Nehemiah, Nehemiah. It was a period of reconstruction. Houses were being built, measures taken for guarding the cities. Much labor was being expended in various directions. Ain't nothing new under the sun, right? But human planning, the schemes, plans, and the efforts, they need to be supplemented by Elohim, and by Elohim's baraka, by the blessing of HaElohim, the true good, the true God, if they were and are to endure an itinerary for sustainable, In addition to these tasks of rebuilding, the country, the promised land, the country had to have a much larger population if the future was to be assured. So one's had to do their duty, right? That a larger population was necessary for the country if the future was to be assured. In this respect, and respectfully speaking, this area too, Jah's favor, HaElohim's favor, even to increase and have that larger population for the country's future, the promised land's future to be assured. In this respect too, Jah's favor, his grace and favor was indispensable since offspring is a gift, children, a heritage from him, from he who be, who he be. Today's daily psalm, Jah's help, essential, Mizmor, Kof, Kaf, Zain.
Psalm 127. Except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh but in vain. It is vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrows. For so he giveth his beloved sleep. Lo, children are an heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is his reward. As arrows are in the hand of a mighty man, so are children of the youth. Happy is the man that hath his quiver full of them. They shall not be ashamed, but they shall speak with the enemies in the gate.
መዝሙር 126 በቅንፍ 127 የማዕረግ መዝሙር እግዚአብሔር ቤትን ካልሰራ ሰራተኞች በከንቱ ይደክማሉ። እግዚአብሔር ከተማን ካልጠበቀ ጠባቂ በከንቱ ይተጋል። ለወዳጆች እንቅልፍን በሰጠ ጊዜ እናንተ የመከራ እንጀራን የምትበሉ ከተቀመጣችሁበት ተነሱ። እነሆ ልጆች እግዚአብሔር ስጦታ ናቸው። የሆድህም ፍሬ የእርሱ ዋጋ ነው። በሃያ ልጅ እንዳሉ ፍላጦች የጎልማሳነት ልጆች እንዲሁ ናቸው። ከነርሱ ዘንድ ምኞቱን የሚፈጽም ብፁዕ ሰው ነው። ጠላቶቻቸውን በአደባባይ በተናገሩ ጊዜ እርሱ አያፍርም። መዝሙር 127 በቅንፍ 128 የማዕረግ መዝሙር እግዚአብሔርን የሚፈሩት ሁሉ በመንገዶቹም የሚሄዱ ምስጉኖች ናቸው። የድካምህን ፍሬ ትመገባለህ። ምስጉነ መልካምም ይሆንልሃል። ሚስትህ በቤትህ እልፍኝ ውስጥ እንደሚያፈራ ወይን ናት። ልጆችህ በማዕድህ ዙሪያ እንደ ወይራ ቡቃያ ናቸው። እነሆ እግዚአብሔርን የሚፈራ ሰው እንዲህ ይባረካል። እግዚአብሔር ከጽዮን ይባርክህ። በሕይወት ዘመን ሁሉ የኢየሩሳሌምን መልካምነቷን ታያለህ። የልጆችህንም ልጆች ታያለህ። በእስራኤል ላይ ሰላም ይሁን።
Yes. So there we had Psalm 128 as well in the Royal Amharic. There. She had 128 as well as these two psalms go together. Psalm 128, Yemi Farut, Farah. Yeah, interesting. Mi Farut, Farut from Farah, right? And we have Farah, to fear, to reverence, respect, Teferi, Tefarai.
He is the one to be reverenced, Teferi. We are Farai in the sense of Fari to his Teferi. But Psalm 128, a song of ascents, a song of degrees, happy, the theme of happy from the Hebrew brings out the sense of happy. Right, brings out the sense of happy right here. Just to go through the verses right here, these two psalms, they go together, 127 and 128. So with 128 being shared right there in that dub right there to the basic overview, Jah's help is essential, Johnny Clark, It Dread, Russ D, dub right there, there. We share the 127 from His Majesty's Bible, Psalm 127, as well as 128. Happiness of the Jah reverencing, the Jah far-eyeing mind, right? So happy is everyone that feareth, that reverences, that you say far-eye, exiavi, the sustainer, that walketh in his ways. When thou eatest the labor of thine hands, happy shalt thou be, and it shall be well with thee. Thy wife, ishtekah, shall be as a fruitful vine in the innermost parts of thy house. Once again, the theme of the house. Thy children like olive plants round about thy table. Surely, behold, surely, thus shall the man be blessed that feareth or reverenceth. Right? Farah, yemi farah. Right? Exiavia. Exiavia, the sustainer, bless thee out of Zion from Zion. And see thou the good of Jerusalem, Jerusalem, all the days of thy life, thy liberty. And see thy children's children, right, on a literal sense of the Hebrew right here, ore, u and re, re, to see, the command to see, like see, see, see this, ore, ore, and see, ore, banim, ore, banim, and see, the sons, le baneka, the sons' sons, the children's children. Because once again, as we said earlier, we have the bana. Bana means to build. And in the Hebrew etymology, it's linked with bane. Bane is son. Because the son, the responsibility to whom more is given, more is required, is the builder, the guarder, the preserver of the family name. And see thy children's children. Peace be up on Yisrael. Shalom al Yisrael. So just connecting the themes and the two psalms as Psalm 127 and the companion Psalm 128. When you check out 128, check out the companion Psalm 127. But let's just go through a kind of a verse-by-verse right here from the Hebrew of today's daily psalm, according to the royal order. Here, here, here. Yes, I hear, just to get the, yeah, here we go, you know.
Mizmor Kof Kaf Zain, Mizmor Kof Kaf Zain, Psalm 127, Psalm CXXVII, Mizmor Kof Kaf Zain, Shir Hama'ilota Lishlomo, a song of ascents, a song of degrees, Shir Hama'ilot Lishlomo, of Solomon, Lishlomo, Shir Hama'ilota Lishlomo, Im Yahuwah Lo Yivne Bayit Shau Amlu Avonayo Bo, Im Yahuwah Lo Yishmar Ir Shau Shakada Shomer, except Jehovah build the house. Im Yahuwah Lo Yivne Bayit, except Jehovah build a house. Im Yahuwah Lo Yivne Bayit, Shau Amulua Bonayo Bo, they labor in vain that build it. Shau Amulu Bonayo Bo. Im Yahuwah Lo Yishmar Ir, except Jehovah keep the city. Im Yahuwah Lo Yishmar Ir, Shau Shakad Shomer, the watchman waketh but in vain. Shau Shakar Shomer, Shau Lachema Mashkimei Kuma Me'achre Shaveta Okleya Lachema Ha'itzavi Kem Yitena Ledido Shena. It is vain for you that ye, that y'all, rise early.
early. Shav lakema mashkimei kum. And sit up late. Mi'achre sheveta. Ye y'all that eat the bread of toil. Okle lechema ha'itzavi. So he giveth Cain yitain to his beloved Ledido in sleep. Sheina. Cain yitaina Ledido Sheina. Hine nachlata Yahuwah bani. Sakar puri yahabaten. Lo, look. Hine nachlat, a heritage Yahuwah of Jehovah banim. Lo, children are a heritage of Jehovah. Hine nachlat Yahuwah banim. Sakar puri habaten. The fruit of the womb is a reward. Sakar, reward, puri, fruit, habaten, of the womb. Sakar puri habaten. As arrows in the hand of a mighty man, as arrows, biyad gibor, in the yad, the hand of the gibor, in the hand of a mighty man. Cain, so, bnei hanaorim, so are the children of one's youth. Kachitzima biyad gibor, Cain bnei hanaori. Ashrei hagever asher mile, eta ashpatoa mehem lo yevoshu. Kia yidav rueto ivima bashar. Happy ashrei is the man. Ashrei hagever. Happy is the gever, is the man. Ashrei hagever asher mile. That is full, that hath his quiver full of them. Ashreha gever asher milei eta ashpatoa mehem. They shall not be put to shame. Lo yevoshu. When they speak, ki yidabru. Ki yidabru. When they speak, ki yidabru eto ayvim abashar. When they speak with their enemies, eto ayvim. In the gate, bashar. Mizmor kof kaf zain. Shir ha-ma'ilota li-shlomo. Ima Yehovah loa yivneh bayit. Shau amolua bonayo bo. Im Yehovah loa yishmar ir. Shau ha-shakada shomer. Shau lachema ma-shakimei kuma. Me'achre shevet. Okle lachema ha-itzavim. Ken yiten lidido shena. Hine nachlata Yehovah banim. Sakar pri ha-baten. Kechitzim bi Yad Gibor, Kena Bnei Hanna Ori, Ashrei HaGever, Asher Milei, Eta Ashpatoa Mehem, Lo Yevoshu, Ki Yidav Ruheto Ibim Bashar, 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 Bashar,
Bashar,
Whom shall he teach knowledge? And whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breasts. For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little. For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people, to whom he said, This is the rest wherewith ye may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing.
Hear, 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 basic Hebrew, hear, 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 baby Hebrew, Shema Israel, 1 to 22. Abba Gadaha Wazahata Yakalamanasa Opasakarashata. Again, basic Hebrew, baby Hebrew, 1 to 22. Abba Gadaha Wazahata Yakalamanasa pa sa ka ra sha ta. A aleph, ba beit, ga gimel, da dalet, ha he, wa wow, za zain, cha chet, ta tet, ya yod, ka kaf, la lamed, ma bem, na nun, sa samech, a ein, pa pe, sa sadai, ka kof, ra resh, sha shin, ta tau. Abagadaha wa zahata yakalamana saapasa karashata.
Abagadaha wa zahata yakalamana saapasa
the sea. Elect of the light of this world. Remember now, lines of King David, Ark of the Covenant, Hebrew language, and you must, little children of the world, learn the Ashanti language, learn the ancient Hebrew language, learn the Twi, learn cuneiform, hieroglyphic, New Arabic, Temerians, learn them languages there, learn the Amharic language. You see?
You see
the English language,
see
the English language.
Join your mentality.
Join your mentality.
Join your mentality.
Sirach. Sirach, the prologue. King James 1611 version. The same things uttered in Hebrew and translated into another tongue have not the same force in them. Sirach, the prologue. King James 1611 version.
Hear Midrash, a study on today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the order of Malachias, Tzedek, Melchizedek, the righteous king, even the king of kings, Karmali, Karmali, Haile Selassie, Isin Negeza, Ethiopia, Moa Anbesa, Zain Negeda Yehuda. So here. A midrash, psalm dry, psalm dry, psalm dry, psalm dry, psalm.
Bring forth the Bible, bring forth the Bible.
And here, midrash, today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kof Kaf Zain. Psalm 127. Here. Mizmor Kof Kaf Zain. A song of ascent of Solomon. Except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Hear, first verse, Hebraically, Mizmor Kof Kaf Zain. Hear, the Aleph first. Shir Ha Ma'elota Lishlomo. Im Yahuwah Lo Yibne Bayit Shoah Amlu. Bonayo Bau. A song of ascents. Shir ha ma'alot. Shir ha ma'alot. A song of going up of degrees. Ha ma'alot. Ha ma'alot. Of the aliyah. Of the ascent. Ascension. Song. A song of the ascension. Shir ha ma'alot. Li shlomo. Li shlomo. Of Solomon, Lishlomo, Im Yahuwah, except if he who be who he be, except he who be who he, Lo Yibne Bayit, except Jehovah build the house, Im Yahuwah, Lo Yibne Bayit, they labor in vain, they labor in vain, Shaul Amlu. Shav amlu, shau amlu, shau amlu. Or some say shav amlu, shav vanity, shau vanity, shau amlu. Bonayo, banav, bo, bonayo, bo. Shao Amlu Bonayo Bo. They labor in vain, Bonayo Bo, that build it, Bonayo Bo. Shir Hama Elota Lishlomo. Im Yahua Lo Yibne Bayit Shao Amlu Bonayo Bo. Rav Yehuda Judah Hanasi, Rav Judah the prince, sent Rav Chia, Rav Jose, Rav Ami to visit cities in the Eretz Yisrael, in the land of Israel, and to set up in them teachers of scripture and instructors of oral law. Dayin ba'al peh, oral law. Dayin ba'al peh, ba'al feh, oral law. Here, first midrash note here, Rav Yehuda Hanasi, Rav Judah the prince, here, the grandson of Rav Yehuda, Rav Judah, who edited Ha-Mishnah, And here, the Mishnah from Shana, which means like to reduplicate, the sense of even study right here, also implied as an authoritative collection of the exegetical material embodying the oral tribe of the Yehudi, law, the Jewish law, and forming the first part of the teaching that is called Talmud. Operative word Talmud, give us the teaching, here. So we have Rav Yehuda Hanasi sent Rav Chia, Rav Jose, and Rav Ami to visit cities in the Eretz Yisrael, the land of Israel, to set up in them teachers of scripture and instructors of oral law, instructors of the Dayin Be'al Peh. They came to one city in which they found no teacher of scripture and no instructor of the Dayin Ba'al Peh, of the oral law, the oral Torah. And they said to the people, fetch I and I the chief watchman of the city. The people brought the watchman of the city to HaRebanim, to the ancient scholars of scripture of Torah called the rabbis, HaRebanim. And HaRebanim, the rabbis, the teachers, the sages, the scholars of Torah, they said, are these the watchmen of the city? In truth, they are the destroyers of the city. HaRebanim said, are these, the watchmen of the city? In truth, they are the destroyers of the city. And when the people asked the scholars of Torah, HaRebanim, the rabbis, who then are the watchmen of the city? HaRebanim, the rabbis, the scholars of Torah, answered, the watchmen of the city are the teachers of scripture and the instructors of the Dayin Ba'al Peh, of the oral, right, the oral law, the oral Torah, also known as the Torah She Ba'al Peh, She Ba'al Feh, the Torah that is upon the Feh, upon the Peh, the mouth, the Torah She Ba'al Peh, the oral law, oral direction, instruction. Hence, here, it is written even in today's Mizmor Kof Kaf Zayin. Here, it is written, except Jehovah, Yahweh, keep the city. The watchman waketh, but in vain. Im Yahuwah, lo yishmor ir, shakad, shomer. Im Yahuwah, lo yishmor ir, Shawa Shakada Shomer, except he who be, Yahuwah, keep,
guard, protect the city. Lo yishmar, lo yishmar ir, lo yishmar ir, except he who be we be, keep guard the city, im Yahuwah, lo yishmar ir. The watchman waketh, but in vain. Shou, shakad, shakad, shomer, the watchman waketh, but in vain. Hear, hear, hear. It is vain for you that ye that y'all rise early and sit up late, ye y'all that eat the bread of toil, but he will surely give to those who banish sleep from themselves. Hear, 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 Hebraically today, Psalm Mizmor Kof Kaf Zayin, Psalm 127. Hear, 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 Hebraically here, the second verse here in the Midrash Tehillim is brought out in the translation as, it is vain for you that ye that y'all rise early and sit up late, ye y'all that eat the bread of toil, but he will surely give to those who banish sleep from themselves. Shav lachem mashakimeya kuma me'achreya shaveta ochleya lachem ha etzavi ken yitena ledito shena. Here, 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 brought out as, it is vain for you that ye that y'all rise early and sit up late, ye y'all that eat the bread of toil, so he giveth to his beloved, lidido, in sleep, shena, lidido shena, shawa lachem mashakime yikum me'achreya shaveta okleya lachem ha'etzarim. Ken yitena ledido shena. And here, here, in the Sefer Midrash Tehillim, here it says, when it says, it is vain for you. Here, 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 where it says, it is vain for you. Shau, shau, lachem, shau, lachem, shav lachem, modern Hebrew, shav lachem, shav lachem, it is vain for you all. So the you here is speaking lakem, lakem, lachem, lachem, lakem, lakem, to you all. La for kem, for all of y'all. Shau, 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 vain. Modern Hebrew we say shav, 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 like vain, like fleeting, right? Nothingness, the sense, like we have the shava, 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 here the shau sense, or in the ancient pointing, shau, shau. Show lachem, show lachem, like a puff of air, like a vapor of little, of nothingness, bringing out the sense of vanity in the translation. Show lachem, shav lachem, it is vain for you. So here in Midrash, you all, lachem, kem, all of y'all who pursue worldly occupations, it is vain for y'all, for you all, who pursue worldly occupations. Here, 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 Midrash note, where it reads, but he will surely give to those who banish sleep from themselves. Traditional translations usually are, so he giveth his beloved sleep. I think KJV brings out, so he giveth his beloved sleep. The Hebrew being brought out here, so he giveth to his beloved in sleep. But here in the Midrash, here in the note, here in the study, but he will surely give to those who banish sleep from themselves. So here, here, Midrash note, in the Yehudi versions, the other versions, to his beloved, Lidido, 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 right? Yedido, Yedido, his beloved. We have Shlomo, also the name of Shlomo. Right, the name that he was given was Yedidiyahu, Yedidiyahu. Now we have that from the root, even the Wadada, Wadada, Yedede, Yedede, Yedida, right, Wadada. So here we have to his beloved,
right? Lee Dido, to his beloved, is treated here in the Midrash, the study of today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kof Kaf Zayin, is treated here as though it was derived from the root Nadad, in Nadad. So looking at the root right here. So here we have Yada, Yada, Dode, Dode, Dodi, to be love, love, Dode, Wadada, right, Yadada, this root. But here, in bringing out an alternative root of Li, Di, Do, we have being derived from Nadad. Nadad, and Nadad, Hebraically means to banish. So here, in looking at the word, and here in the study, and in the reasoning, we can bring out the Hebraic sense right here, Cain, Yitain, Lidido, Shena. Cain, Yitain, Lidido, Shena. Some translators translate, so he giveth his beloved sleep, or he giveth to his beloved in sleep. But here, in the study, he will surely give. He will give Cain, Yitain. He will give to those who banish sleep from themselves. Cain, Yitain, Lidido, Shena, 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 sleep. He will give, he will surely give. Cain, Cain, surely Cain, Cain, Yitain. He will surely give to those who banish sleep from themselves. Cain, Yitain, Ledido Shena. That is, and this is to say, he will surely give life in the Olam Haba, in the world to come, to scholars' wives, Nashim, who in this world, in this Olam, banish sleep for their husbands. Again, bringing out this interpretation from the Hebrew here of today's psalm, but he will surely give to those who banish sleep from themselves. Cain, Yitain, Ledido, Shena. That is to say, he will surely give life and liberty in the Olam Haba, in the world to come, to scholars, wives, to the wives, Nashim of the Rebbanim, to the scholars' wives, the Talmudim's wives, who in this world, in this Olam, banish sleep for their husband's sake. Lo, look, children are an heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb, and the fruit of the womb is his gift. Here, 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 the Gimel Gamel verse right here, here, here. Hine nachlat Yahuwah banim. Sakara pri ha baten. Lo, children are a heritage. A heritage of Yahweh, Yahweh, Jehovah. Hine, hine, hine. Look, see, here it is. Hine, nachlat, nachlat. Heritage, nachlat, Yahweh, of Jehovah. Banim, banim. Here, sons. Here brings out the Hebraic sense, banim, of sons. Hine, nachlat, Yahweh, banim. Lo, look, here it is, behold, behold, hine, behold, children, sons, behold, sons, banim, are a heritage, nachlat, Yahuwah, heritage of Jehovah, sakar, pri, sakar, reward, reward, here the sense reward, or also here in the Midrash, gifts. Gift, right, the gift of the, right, the gift, fruit of the womb, the fruit of the womb is his gift, the fruit of the womb is a reward, sakar pri habaten, here, 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 as things go among mortals,
as things go among mortals, mortal men and people, a laborer must work for a householder. As things go among mortals, a laborer must work for a householder, must plow for him, or sow for him, or weed for him, or hoe for him. And only then does the householder give the laborer a coin or so, and let him go. But unlike the householder is he by whose word, even he who be, who he be, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, by whose word the Olam, the world, came into being. For a man need only long for children, for sons. A man need only long for sons, and HaElohim, HaElohim, can give them to him. As is said, even right here, 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 lo, look and see, children, sons, are a heritage of Yahweh, of Jehovah. Hine nachlat Yahweh banim. A man need only long, right, for chokmah, for the Hebrew Sophia, for wisdom, for wisdom, and Ha Elohim, HaElohim, the true good, the true God, the power, can give it to him, as is said even in the Mishle Shlomo, in the Proverbs of Solomon, Proverbs 2 and 6, for the Lord, for Yahweh, hey Yahweh, Jehovah, giveth chokmah, giveth wisdom, giveth the Hebrew Sophia, giveth wisdom, he giveth her. Ki Yahuwah yiten chakmah, for Yahuwah Jehovah giveth wisdom, for he who be, we be. Ki Yahuwah yiten chakmah, for he who be, we be, yitain, giveth chakmah, giveth wiseness, giveth wisdom. Out of his mouth, here the fuller verse, here Proverbs, Mishle Shlomo, Proverbs 2 and 6, here in the Mashal, for Yahweh Jehovah giveth chakmah, giveth wisdom. Out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. Knowledge and inner and overstanding. Mipiyo da'ata u'atevuna u'tebuna. Mi from piyo, piyo, fiyo, his mouth. Mipiyo da'at, the data, the divine data, the true gnosis, the true knowledge. Da'at u'tebuna. U and tevuna, and understanding and overstanding. Ki Yahuwah yitein hakma mi piyo da'ata u tevuna. A man need only long for riches, and ha Elohim, HaElohim, the power, the true good, the true God, can give them to him. As is said even in First Chronicles chapter 29 verse 12, where it reads, both riches and honor come of thee, of the eye. Both riches and honor come of the eye. Weha osher, weha kavoda, mi elefanecha, weata moshella bakola, uva yadecha kowacha, uva gevura, uva veyadecha legadela, ula chezek lakol. Here the fuller verse right here, First Chronicles chapter 29 verse 12, where it reads, both riches and honor of thee, of the eye. Both riches and honor of the eye. We ha osher,
Osher, riches, the riches, Ha Osher, Weha Osher, modern Hebrew, Weha Osher, Weha Osher, Weha Osher, and the riches, Weha Kavod, Weha Kavod, Mi Lefanecha, Mi from Le of Fanecha, Faneka, from thy presence, from thy face, from thy perception. Weha osher, weha kavod, milifaneka. Riches, the riches, the riches, and the honor. Weha osher, weha kavod, ha, the kavod, and the honor. Riches and the honor of the eye. And thou, the eye, reignest over all. With ata, the eye, male. With ata, moshel, bakol. With ata, moshel, bakol. And the eye, rulest. And you rule over all. You overrule all. With ata, moshel, bakol. And in thine hand, power and might. And in thy hand, in thy yad, power and might. Ua b'yadika koach, koach, power, koach. U gevura, and might. Ua b'yadika koach, ua gebura. And in thine hand, in thy yad, it is, to make great. And in thine hand, to make great. Ua be yadika ligadel. And in thy yad, to big up. In thy yad, to make great. Ua be yadika ligadel. And giveth strength to all. And giveth strength to all. Ua lechazik. Ula chazik alakol. Ula chazik alakol. And giveth strength to all. Weha osher, weha kabod, milifaneka. Wata moshel bakol, ube yadeka, koacha ugeburra, ube yadeka, ligadel, ula chazek alakol.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. In the beginning Jah created the heaven and the earth. Then created man of his own likeness. Gave unto man wisdom, knowledge, and understanding.
Radio.
Men to pray. Get down on your knees and pray every day. Pray to the Father.
His quiver
full of them. Ashrei HaGeber Asher Milei Eta Ashabato Mehem. They shall not be put to shame. They shall not be put to shame. Lo Yeboshu. They shall not be put to shame. They shall not be ashamed. Lo Yeboshu. When they speak, Ki Yidaberu. Ki Yidaberu. Yidaberu. When they speak with their enemies, Eta Oyabim. In the gate. Bashar. Thank you.